K-State Nation, welcome into another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, host for the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports are here in Manhattan, Kansas. Turn our attention here from a little bit of a take a deep breath. Relax for a little bit until Thursday with the basketball. Well, and particularly men's and women's are still playing. Yes, women's are still playing. They're still in the NIT, WNIT. That's going to be going on as we're recording this here on Monday night, March 20th. I cannot believe it's second half of the month already. March 20th, 2023. We're going to talk women's tennis right now on this edition of the podcast. Women's plays tomorrow. The basketball team plays tomorrow night right back here in Manhattan, Kansas against Wyoming in the second round of the WNIT for the K-State women. The women's tennis team lost to Baylor 4-2. That's been the common theme so far for the Big 12 schedule for the Cats here. Lost 4-2 against West Virginia, 4-2 against Iowa State, and you lose at home. This match was here at Body First Tennis Center. I live not too far away from the complex there here in Manhattan, Kansas. But another highlight here individually for one Florentine Deckers as she once again beats a ranked opponent. And also, Aline Quilmar also won in her individual match as well here. Deckers beat Isabella Harvison, who was ranked 92nd in America. She won the first set in a tiebreak match 7-6, which was 9-7 in that, before clinching the point there in the second set 7-5 in the number one spot. So I've been crying about, hollering about needing more production for the number one, two spots. Well, Decker's done it again, winning for the number one spot, I believe, for the second straight conference match there. Deckers now 2-0 against ranked opponents, again, after beating Iowa State, Thorsborn Nakolo, back last, the week before last week as well. Quilmar faced off against Daniela Dimitrov, clinching her first set there 7-6, and then, of course, blowing by Dimitrov in the second set here to easily take it 6-1 there as well. And she won her second match as well. Individually, she won a match against Eva Kovicic of Kansas City all the way back at the beginning of the month there as well. So individually, you're getting production from Quilmar. It's been consistent with her ever since she came on board mid-non-conference. She has been one of the players to watch on the women's tennis front. And you're seeing Florentine Deckers really starting to really put things together on the tennis court as well. What about their other teammates? Well, Rosila Grzinska against Danielle Trutin. But the match was unfinished there in the second set there as well. She did win Grzinska the first match there, 6-3. And again, the second set was unfinished. Freshman Vanessa Suarez in the number three spot there. She lost in three sets to Anita Swayfida. I butchered that. Anita S. We'll go with that. I gave it a shot. I'm sorry. 6-4. But it was 7-5, 6-4, 6-3 there as well. Junior Manami Yukita competed against Lubo Kozinsko in the number four spot there. She won the first set, but dropped the next two there to lose that match. Rosanna Maffi lost her match there in straight sets against Alina S. there of Baylor. There in the number two spot in straight sets, 6-1 there as well. Baylor ended up winning both doubles points there. K-State losing those matches there as Deckers and Quilmar were beat there in the number two spot. Grzinska and Maffi also lost as well, and in the match against with Suarez and Yurkita was unfinished there. That was a tie match at 4-4 there before official waved the checkered flag on that one there as well. Jordan Smith after the match commented on his couple of his players after the game. Quote from Coach Jordan Smith, head coach of them in San Jacin. Florentine's second-ranked win. Vanessa had back-to-back ranked wins, you know. I think that's incredible. Vanessa beat two of the hardest players for Texas and Iowa State back-to-back. Came up short today. Put herself in three quality matches. The fact that one is really a hard spot and Flo got a second ranked win. That's incredible. What Monami has been doing to kind of lift this team up. That was a tough match, but she's been really playing incredible, and that's been really good to see that. And Aline gets another win today, end quote, there as well. So next up, that was from head coach Jordan Smith. So next up for K-State, they're going to be making that road trip to Texas. Two matches coming up for the women's tennis team. They got a tough task ahead of them once again this time. They got 61st ranked TCU. And then you got to go take on Texas Tech this weekend, which ranks 33rd in the country, besides women's tennis goes there as well. So let's say stage 61st ranked TCU. That is this upcoming Friday, and then you turn around with a day off in between. Sunday, March 26th, you're playing Texas Tech. Ooh! So that's obviously that's a tough order there. You got to go from Fort Worth to Lubbock there. That's a hard task for anybody. We've seen that before with all of our teams there as well. So women's tennis is going to be up against it this weekend. We'll see if Florentine can keep things flowing on the individual side here as well. Aline Cuomar has been hot since coming to K-State onto the scene for K-State women's tennis as well. Still winless in the Big 12, K-State women's tennis team, as they drop even a step further overall, as their record says right there, at 2-14 for head coach Jordan Smith and his team, women's team, tennis team. They continue to make strides, so we'll see what happens this upcoming weekend as they have a Texas doubleheader against TCU, ranked 61st, and then you got to take on a top 40 team in Texas Tech. The Pro Project Podcast, if you're first time listening, appreciate you for giving us a listen today. You like what you're hearing, make sure you next thing you need to do, subscribe to this podcast. Again, we appreciate your support. And if you've been following us for a while now, or since the very beginning, or since the beginning of the athletic calendar year, thank you for listening to us, being a strong supporter of us, and feel free to leave us a rating and review if you want to do that as well. That not only helps us out to get better, between me and my co-host Alex Aiden, but it continues to reach other K-Staters out there in the United States. That's going to do on this women's tennis team edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition of the PBBD.